Inventory management. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines inventory management as the area of business management concerned with planning and controlling inventories, such as warehouse and material handling processes. Inventory management is required at any organization that carries inventory. This role involves planning and controlling inventory from a supply chain perspective and an internal process perspective. The supply chain perspective of inventory management is concerned with the inflows and outflows at each stage, from the ordering of raw materials to customer handoff of finished goods. Therefore, this area can benefit strongly from inventory visibility and supply chain collaboration. Inventory visibility is defined in the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as the extent to which inventory information is shared within a firm and with supply chain partners. Inventory management is also integrally connected to production management. So the second perspective of inventory management is an enterprise-wide view of inventory processing. Inventory feeds into production and/or is a result of production. So planners, master planners, and production schedulers coordinate with each other at each level of production planning refinement. Inventory management may be the responsibility or concern of many different competing interests at an organization, as shown in Exhibit 4-22. Exhibit 4-22. Inventory management roles. Inventory is managed as an overall strategic concern, in aggregate, and at the individual item level. Each method is necessary. Together, these two methods provide inventory managers with sufficient information to meet both strategic and operational requirements. Inventory policy may be set at both the aggregate and item levels, so it is discussed first. Inventory policy. Inventory policy is a way of formalizing the results of strategic inventory decisions so that they can be implemented consistently. Inventory policy codifies both broad and specific inventory management decisions. On a broad level, inventory policy could specify centralized or decentralized inventory planning and/or warehousing, frequency of communications and coordination, or a geographical inventory positioning strategy such as postponement. On a more specific level, inventory policy can specify rules for order quantities, order timing, when to act on exceptions to rules, and amounts of specific items to purchase versus produce. Organizations weigh a number of factors when setting an inventory policy. Customer demand. Customer demand is known in advance of production and/or is forecasted. Inventory policy must compensate for demand forecast variability. Planning horizon. The duration of the planning horizon affects necessary inventory levels. Long-term plans may provide time to change system capacity. Replenishment lead time. The time required to replenish stock at various locations in the supply chain is a key inventory policy input, especially for long or highly variable lead times. Product variety. Similar products may compete for budget allocations or retail shelf space, and thus need interconnected inventory policies. Product families are planned together in part as a way to reduce the impact of product variety on planning. An excess of variety can produce far too many SKUs. Stock keeping units, which results in a significant increase in inventory holding costs for make-to-stock products. Inventory costs. Inventory costs include order costs, production and transportation, and inventory carrying costs. Customer service requirements. Inventory policy specifies a level of safety stock per item and location that balances minimizing failure to fill customer orders within an acceptable time, for example, stockouts, against increasing inventory costs. Aggregate inventory management. Aggregate inventory management is primarily concerned with the financial impact of inventories, which means getting to an optimal level of inventory that can produce the greatest overall profit for the organization and the supply chain. The objectives of aggregate inventory management are shown in Exhibit 4-23. Exhibit 4-23. Objectives of aggregate inventory management. Inventory is aggregated or grouped prior to analysis, not only because a large number of individual items in some organizations would be impractical to analyze individually, but also because, when forecasting supply and demand patterns, aggregate-level forecasts are more accurate than item-level forecasts. Aggregation reduces the variability in data. Note that aggregation is performed only to the level that the groupings provide effective analysis. Aggregate inventory management can be used to determine the types of inventory to hold, optimize the flow of inventory and provide suitable buffers between stages. Match supply with demand. Set inventory objectives and inventory policy. Calculate inventory costs by category. Perform sales and operations planning, including production planning, demand management, and resource planning. Aggregating inventory helps inventory managers determine the costs and benefits of a particular group of inventory. Inventory can be aggregated by demand pattern, for example, women's running shoes versus men's running shoes. Production process, for example, men's and women's running shoes produced on the same production line. Stage of production flow, for example, raw materials, finished goods, product or SKU family or type, for example, finished goods with similar functions but variations in models, packaging, colors, or styles. Distribution pattern, for example, products that originate at the same source and or are to be delivered to the same location or customer zone. Relative value to the organization, for example, IBC inventory classification. Let's take a closer look at IBC inventory classification. IBC inventory classification. IBC classification, also known as IBC analysis, is defined by the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as follows. The classification of a group of items in decreasing order of annual dollar volume, price multiplied by projected volume, or other criteria. This array is then split into three classes called A, B, and C. The group usually represents 10% to 20% by number of items and 50% to 70% by projected dollar volume. The next grouping, B, usually represents about 20% of the items and about 20% of the dollar volume. The C class contains about 50% of the items and represents about 10% to 30% of the dollar volume. The IBC principle states that effort and money can be saved through applying looser controls to the low dollar volume class items than to the high dollar volume class items. The IBC principle is applicable to inventories, purchasing, and sales. SINs. IBC analysis, distribution by value. C. 80-20 rule, classification, Pareto analysis, Pareto's law. IBC classification is often based upon the monetary value of inventory, which is usually a standard cost. The grouping has the greatest value and qualifies for the most careful treatment and highest level of controls. Dividing inventory into A, B, and C groupings is an application of the Pareto principle, which asserts that in any population, customers, inventory items, etc., a small percentage of the population, about 20%, will be responsible for a large portion of the group's impact, about 80%. It is a general rule, of course, but it often proves to be meaningful enough as an estimate that it is worth applying. The IBC application of Pareto analysis, or the 80/20 rule, reads this way. The class of inventory items are those with the highest value in terms of annualized monetary volume. A classic Pareto analysis would determine that 80% of the inventory's monetary value would reside in 20% of the part numbers in the inventory. The prior definition lists alternate values. The Class B inventory items are those with the next highest value in terms of annualized monetary volume. Approximately 15% of the inventory's monetary value would reside in 30% of the part numbers in the inventory. The Class C inventory items are those with the lowest value in terms of annualized monetary volume. Approximately 5% of the inventory's monetary value would reside in 50% of the part numbers in the inventory. Exhibit 4-24 shows an IBC classification that uses an 80/15/5 split. Exhibit 4-24. IBC classification and inventory management. Annual monetary volume is just one criterion used to assess value. Class items could be high profit margin goods or lower margin goods that have high turnover. Other considerations, such as quality concerns or anticipated upgrades, may suggest altering the classes. Some organizations further refine this type of classification system. For example, one organization found that 1% of their items accounted for 50% of their annual monetary volume. So they made an additional class and called their system an IBCD inventory classification to highlight this inventory's importance. An IBC inventory classification might be used as a foundation for any of the following policies. Putting more time, effort, and money into cultivating relationships with the suppliers of the items, and none into working with C suppliers. Warehousing the items in the most secure part of the facilities, taking more care in transporting them, providing quick access to fast turnover goods, etc. Conducting more rigorous demand forecasts for items than for other items. Prioritizing cycle counting activities. Note that enterprise resources planning systems usually segregate IBC systems for the purpose of counting. Using IBC as an inventory policy may require using a different identification data field. There are also various other methods for aggregate inventory classification according to specific criteria, for example, individual cost or utility value. Item inventory management. Item inventory management is used in short-term operational decision-making. Management specifies rules to follow for individual inventory items using inventory policy and/or information technology systems. These rules specify when to order inventory, how to determine order size, relative importance of each inventory item, inventory control procedures for individual items. The goal of item inventory management is to enable planners to translate strategic inventory goals into measurable results, proper production and distribution of each product or SKU, while sales and operations planning plans production at the family, aggregate, level, master scheduling plans inventory production at the item level, involving generation of the item level master production schedule. Item inventory management is also necessary at retail locations, which must anticipate demand for inventory both at the aggregate and item level to ensure that individual items are available for purchase. Item inventory management is implemented through inventory planning, inventory models, and inventory control.